AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to today's roundup. Starting strong, the AI economy just ran into a real scaling wall. At a recent industry conference, infrastructure insiders put chip supply, lithography capacity, and real-world data scarcity ahead of pure model ambition as the new bottlenecks.
Exactly, it's not just flashy models slowing growth. Energy constraints, wafer fab lead times, and specialized tooling like extreme ultraviolet lithography are creating multi-year choke points. You can't scale if the substrate and power aren't there.
And that shows up in odd places. Models can be trained in labs, but deploying them globally needs predictable compute and data pipelines. When either is scarce, product roadmaps get delayed and costs spike.
Which brings us to Anthropic's move, buying roughly 300 megawatts of compute on Colossus One. That purchase starts to turn fringe infrastructure into a revenue line and blurs the boundary between a model research lab and a cloud provider.
Right, moving Claude onto a full facility deployment changes expectations. It's not just adding GPUs, it's treating an entire building as a single, instrumented asset with operational rules, SLAs, and external customers.
SpaceX's Colossus One example makes it concrete: 220,000 N VIDIA GPUs and over 300 MW of power. That scale isn't just throughput, it forces new operational models around power procurement, cooling, maintenance, and latency-sensitive networking.
There's a term floating around, neocloud, for firms that both build models and sell rack hours. It creates strategic choice. Do you stay focused on models or vertically integrate into being a data center operator with attendant capital intensity?
That capital intensity is exactly why some product bets fail. Look at Snap. A planned $400 million integration with Perplexity collapsed amicably, killing a Snapchat search product before it launched and highlighting the limits of third-party dependencies.
Third-party integrations can be brittle. If your core UX depends on an external model or data provider, changes in contract or capability can wipe out months of product work. It forces firms to weigh in-house redundancy against speed to market.
On the factory floor, the story is related but different. Automation stalls not because robots can't move parts, but because the integration layer fails. Scheduling, MES, ERP, and WMS systems don't feed cell-level orchestration cleanly, and feedback is weak.
Exactly. You can have high-performing cobots and vision systems, but if the higher-level systems can't express priorities, constraints, or maintenance events to them, throughput plateaus. The missing piece is a standardized, reliable orchestration fabric.
Switching gears to payments, cross-border fraud is shifting teams toward real-time AI risk engines. Attackers hop jurisdictions and exploit time zone gaps. Static rules can't keep up with dynamic fraud patterns and blended signals.
Velsnova Limited's stack is a good case study. They layered streaming telemetry, rapid model updates, and signal fusion to detect jurisdictional hopping. The takeaway: real-time models plus human-in-the-loop escalation beat batch rules for cross-border risk.
Back to infrastructure, these facility-scale deployments create new energy politics. Procurement, local grid relationships, and the environmental cost of 300 MW facilities are increasingly part of strategic planning, and regulators are paying attention.
That folds into economics. The firms that can finance or partner for facility-scale compute will have a cost advantage, while smaller players may choose to specialize in software, niche models, or orchestration layers rather than heavy capex.
And don't forget supply chain and policy risk. Chip shortages, export controls, and lithography capacity shape who can build these systems and where. National strategies about domestic fabs and talent will matter for years.
Synthesis: the AI crossroads where it isn't a single technology problem. It's a convergence of compute scale, energy and fab limits, operational complexity, and integration fragility. Models still matter, but infrastructure and orchestration now determine who can deliver at scale.
That's a good place to stop. We'll watch how compute deals, integration platforms, and real-time AI in payments evolve next. Thanks for listening. Catch us tomorrow for the next roundup.
AI News by Conjero.